Seventh parak of Nagoyim, third Mishnah. Beheres veimbo klum. There's a white beheres teras on the skin, and there's nothing in it. Etchila b'seishu rishon yazke. When you see it initially, or if it's stayed the same after the first week, you close it up for another 7 days. So shua sheni lachabtu yifta. It stayed the same for 2 weeks, and afterwards it is tahor. Oidea mazgiru poiter. He's in the process of closing it up. Or even imitarit, and the other was simon tumah. Suddenly he sees, oop, two white hairs came out of it, or the other simon tumah. Yachlit, and makes it fully tummy. Beheres ubo simon tumah. If there's a beheres, there's white zaras, and it has a simon tumah, either white hairs, or the michi in the middle, or the pisoyin got larger. Yachlit, and he closes it up, and he pronounces it fully tummy. Oidea machlit ubahokhla simon tumah. If he's in the process of being machleted and the simon tumah disappear, it's in the beginning or after the first week, so close it up for another week because it's back to its initial state. So if it's at the end of the second week, then he's or later than that, it is tahor. Kamuvan, we're talking about that the simon tumah disappeared before he pronounced the tummy. Once he pronounces the tummy, it's too late.